Hello.
Oh, hi, Brandon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. I guess we were in a bit of a rat race for a minute there.
That's what they said. They said you were trying. They were trying to transfer the call, but then they're like, "Wait a minute, he's calling back now." And wait a minute, do you have him? And then at some point, I think you got with John in the other department, and I don't know what happened, but I'm happy we finally connected.
Yeah. So,
thank you for your patience on that.
Yeah. No. I mean, well, I was telling. I guess it was John. I was telling him. I was like, "Well, you know, this happens a lot. Like whenever I call in, it happens a lot. And it's just like, and it's not that I'm happy." I could be happier with the service. I do believe in it, but I haven't seen, like, it's very underperforming for sure. I've only got 2 leads from you guys ever since I signed up. And the rest of the phone calls that you see on my phone tracking call log or whatnot that's all because I advertised that number, on like, signs and yard signs and like t-shirts and stuff like that. So I got that local number like expecting it to on your end perform better, but also like continue to doing what I was doing just locally, just putting out like signs and stuff like that. But y'all, it's not, I don't know what's going on. It's just, I'm not seeing.
I'll tell you one thing that I suspect. Because I tried to call you several times, and every time I call you, I get a voice mailbox that is not set up. And that's a pet peeve of mine, because I always say, why would you hire a company to do marketing for you and get your phone ringing with new business, and then when they call you, they get a voice mailbox that's not set up? That's a missed opportunity. So just to let you know, I'm looking at your dashboard. There's 258 leads on your dashboard, which includes 70 phone calls and 183 SMS messages and 5 website leads. So it looks like that the account's performing phenomenally well. But, I mean, if you don't pick up your phone and you don't have a valid voicemail, I would be the first one to tell you a program like that won't work. You know what I mean?
Hold on a second. If anybody rings this phone, like through Local Splash with an in-state number, like a Louisiana number, I always pick it up. So there's no, now most of the numbers that you see on there, I promise you that has nothing to do with Local Splash. I use this number more than Local Splash. Like I use the number for calling my customers that I get just in my neighborhood. Like that's the thing. It's like when I get a Local Splash lead, get a Local Splash lead, it sends me a text message that says you got a customer from Local Splash. I've only ever gotten 2 of those.
It could be that something's going on with the tracking number, because I tried to call you myself 2 today through the tracking number, and it just went click. It rang like 3 or 4 times, and it went click. I couldn't even leave a message, and it would show, oh, local leads calling in. So if you weren't able to grab the 2 times I called through it today, I'm wondering if there's some type of a glitch on it, because I can see the data on your dashboard. Go ahead.
Can you see the text messages?
Yeah, a lot of them are text messages. It says, yes, please. Before that, so sorry for getting back to you so late. Before that, Monday or Thursday works good for me. Before that, anything after 12 is fine. Before that, good evening, Brandon. Could you send me the details of the warranty? Couldn't find it on the quote you sent me.
Do you see the get your winning money for free today, Mr. Manuel Franco? Who the hell is that? Do you see Adore Me get money off of your next purchase when you shop? Like, there's a Monica Mueller, message that I, like, legit can't, like, I get so much trash mail on this thing. It's like, what in the world? And then I get messages that I try to read. Like, because they have a little blue dot next to them, and the blue dot doesn't go away. So it's like, it looks like I never read it. This Monica Mueller message comes from multiple different numbers. Like, what is all this trash mail that I'm getting on here? What is that?
I don't think that's coming or originated through LocalSplash, because there's no Monica Mueller on your dashboard. So here's what I'm thinking. You could be working with another service. Like, let's say that you have a Yelp listing or a Angie Leads or a Thumbtack or something that has nothing to do with this. It could be that those calls are being originated through those sources and they have nothing to do with this program. Okay? So, you don't have anything like that?
No.
Let me look and see if when you signed up with us, if they say it. Hold on, there's a link here.
Like, this number right here, it's Monica Mueller, carrier, and whoever sent this, they sent a website for ruby.rest.com. I don't know.
But did they send it to your tracking number, or did they send it to your email? Where did they send that to?
It came in as a text message to my tracking number. And you know what? Believe it or not, I think I started getting them right away when I signed up. I get these random text messages to this. Monique, we've authorized your loan, so don't waste time. Check the program here. Finalized right now. Like, I don't know what that is. Adore me. What is adore me?
I'm going down more because I'm just seeing, like, a lot of correspondence between you and clients. I'm going down more to see if I can find it.
I can send you screenshots if you'd like to see. Like, whoever this, get your winning money for today. I'm Mr. Manuel Franco. It's just junk mail.
See the ones from Adore Me. Those were coming on the 19th, right? Those were coming 2 days ago. And then let me keep going down and see. I'm seeing these text messages that you're referring to.
Yeah. I got one on Wednesday. I got one on Friday. I got one on the 3rd, the 1st, the 28th, the 23rd, the 20th, the 9th, the 8th. I mean,
I found the Monica one. Call tracking Monica, and then there's a link, and there's something about 11 Dome Lane. So, and then hi Monique, you were authorized on your loan
at all.
Right.
I don't know what.
So when we purchase a tracking number for a client, we go in, and in your case, you wanted a 985 number, right? So we get a 985 area code number. We find that it's available. We purchase it, and then we start routing the calls to you. It could be that somebody had that number prior, that's where those text messages are applicable for. So, because we don't know the history of the number. All we know is it's available and we can purchase it, right? So we purchase the number for you. So we could, do one of two things. Number one, if you get a text and you know that it's not relevant to you, just disregard it. Or if you get a text and you want them more just focusing towards your business, we can put a new tracking number on here. And hopefully that number's not associated with, you know, any past baggage or what have you. But we could do that for you to kind of alleviate that. You'll still be getting the text messages from your clients and whatnot, because we would update the new tracking number on all of the destinations. So we would put it on your website. We would put it on Google and Bing and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Facebook and all the directories that we're managing for you, so that now the calls would be funneling through a tracking number exactly like they work now, but they would be coming to you through a different end number to the end user, I should say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the problem is I've used that number now for, like, I've printed it on signs and I've put it on banners and I've put it on shirts.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just want to know why. Like, another thing too is when I'm using the app, I want to know when I'm using the app, I can't, why whenever I read a text message, it doesn't it doesn't like acknowledge that I read the text message either. And I constantly get little notifies to update the app. So if I know it's not, I know it has nothing to do with that. And then when I delete a message thread and then I open the app again and I refresh it, it pops back up. That message thread that I deleted pops back up.
Okay. So I can have the tech department look at that and see if that's, you know, a glitch that everybody's getting or if it's just something that's specific to you. I do know that the app is still in the beta stage with us, so it's kind of fairly new. So it could be that they're still trying to work out the kinks with it, you know, because obviously it's a lot more convenient to have an app where the leads and the text messages and whatnot are going to the app, but it's not a lot more convenient if it's not working properly, right? So we can definitely have the tech department call that, you know, and look at it and find out if it's a problem across the board or if it's just exclusive to you. And if it is exclusive to you, maybe they can do some updates in the settings so that when you read a text message, it will then show as shaded or, you know, that you've read it so it doesn't pop up fresh every time, because that's annoying if you have to go through all those old ones that you already read in order to get to the new ones. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Another thing is when, like, Dale told me that they were going to have the website up and rolling before I had to ever make a payment. So I paid over 2 months mm-hmm. before I ever had a website before my website was ever up, before I was ever like being advertised on like Bing or Google or any of those. So I would like to have that money like put towards this month, because right now it says I can't even activate my dashboard, and I didn't even there's no reason I should have been paying that without that constructed before I started paying.
So I want to let you know that when you came on board with us, the website was launched within 5 business days. There was actually an email that was sent to you showing you that the website launched. But in order to get on the first page of Google, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So we do put in the terms and conditions, which you acknowledge with your e-signature, that it will take 30 to 45 days. So it's always the second month where you start seeing the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. So, there's nothing. Go ahead.
I still haven't seen any of that. If I go Google my business, it doesn't pop up. See, Dale told me specifically when I Google my business, it will pop up right where you see everybody else's business on like the mapping system, like on the, it shows. Okay, now I actually see it.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting good placement. That's why you're getting, you know, a lot of activity through your dashboard. It's working fluently. I just think maybe, you know, you're not aware because you're having a glitch with the app, which, you know, it's working, but if the app's not working, like I say, it makes it annoying. So I want to give you a couple of options, if I may, Brandon, because the one thing that will help this work even fluently is definitely clear out your mailbox or put a voicemail on there in the event, because life happens and you're out in the field and you're servicing clients. I'm sure there will be certain occurrences where you just can't get to the call. And it's nice if they call you, if they could at least leave a message or whatnot. So that's number one. But secondly, the account is past due for $299, and that's because in the terms and conditions, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 10th to cancel. So a couple of things I can do to help you out just a little bit, because I can hear your frustration, is, number one, I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That would at least save you $50 off of the past due balance. And then once we get the payment up to speed, I can push the next billing out for an entire month, because the last thing I would want is for you to pay today, for example, and then have another one on the 10th. That's two payments too close together. So I could collect the past due and then push the next one out for 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full all the way till November 21st.
Okay. I like that. That's great. How come I don't get a notification when I get a lead? You're saying you're looking at my dashboard. How come I'm not getting a notification when I see a lead on my, or when a lead comes through on my dashboard? I don't get a notification for that.
So you do if they fill out the contact form. If they are sending an SMS, that's stored on the dashboard. But, for instance, I'm looking at all of the text messages that went out to you, and it's saying the one that you got on the 15th, you have a new lead on your webpage. Please reactivate your subscription. The reason you didn't get that one was just because the account was past due. But if I go down a little bit further, it says on October 9th, we are forwarding you a new lead from your webpage. Please contact the person below, Melissa Brown. She's in the Lakeshore Village today. She left an address or what have you. So that one came to you fine because the account was, you know, active and it wasn't in a suspended status. Yes.
She was the second one that I've got, through Local Splash. So the first one was back a few months ago. What was her name? Her name was Cassie. I can't remember her last name, but her name was Cassie. But she didn't find me through Local Splash. My best friend works with her. She's a nurse. And so she Googled my company and she saw it was on Local Splash, so she filled the thing out. I'm wondering where are all these random folks that, you know, didn't hear about me from a friend and went and filled out. Where's all this random foot traffic that Gail promised me?
So I want to let you know that the website leads, which is what Melissa filled out, they're going to be very, very far and few between. They're rare occurrences, and here's why. When somebody Googles for your service and they see you on the first page, their intention is to call you right away and, you know, get a quote or ask about your services. So most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you or click to your website for immediate contact. There will be rare occurrences where they can't contact you because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those instances, they'll fill out the form on the website and you get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site. But most people won't even get to that step because they've already talked to you, right? This is only if they Google you and they see you up there and they can't call you right that second. And that happened 5 times. There was a Chad Brown on 5570 Grand Springs. Melissa Brown is the one we just went over. There was one from Slidell that was a little bit generic. They didn't put an address. They just put that they were looking to replace an entire wooden fence with a new one. Karen is the one I think you might be referring to, Chasen, on Caroline Street. Does that sound familiar, 1360 Caroline Street? And then Lacey Marshall, 111 South Broad Street. So these are the people that filled out the form. It happened 5 times since you've been working with us. But again, most people will never get to that step because they've already talked to you. You see what I mean?
Well, and I'm not just bullcrapping you here. I ask every one of my people that call in, hey, how did you hear about me? Because I do incentives. If I get a job,
for anybody that I do a fence for, I always tell them, hey, you know, if you drop my name and I get the job, I'll give you $100 cash. So I always try to ask, you know, I always ask, where did you hear me? Where did you get my information? And I always write it down. That has never happened from, it's never happened. The only time I've ever gotten a lead is a leak through Local Flash. It's been texted to me by the Local Flash number. It's been texted, hey, you got a new lead.
So they're never going to call you from Local Splash because we don't promote Local Splash on the first page for people. We promote you. So they're going to say, I looked you up. I saw you online. I found you on the internet. I saw you on Google. Okay. I wanted to make sure that you were clear about that. Okay.
Yeah. I asked them, did their friend refer you? Did you get me off of a Local Splash ad? Did you get me off of, off of Facebook, because I do Facebook boosting myself, and there it's typically just Facebook, or I know a friend told me about you. I'm being 100% honest with you. Like, I truly trust in your business. I know you guys have been in business a long time, and you have good ratings, so it's not that. It's just I've never ever had anybody ever tell me they've gotten a lead, or they've looked me up and found me on Local Flash.
I see what you're saying. I know that you're following me. So what I would recommend is once we get the account up to speed, I can show you how to get on your dashboard if you haven't been on there in the past, and you can go on and you can go back and listen to the past calls. Because there are 70 phone calls on the dashboard and 183 SMS messages. So a lot of the SMS messages is just you and coordinating back and forth with clients, like when to come out and answering questions. But the 70 phone calls, that might be insightful for you to go in there and just listen to those calls again and just try to see, you know, where they originated from.
Okay, so these are calls that I'm not on the phone. These are calls that I'm talking to somebody.
They're recorded. Yeah, this one.
That's because I advertise on my Facebook. Whenever I send, I do my personal Facebook in my neighborhood. We have a huge neighborhood. There's like almost 3,600 homes in the neighborhood, and I advertise myself with my Brandon Benefield. That has nothing to do with you guys. I advertise myself. I'll put pictures on there, and I'll say, give me a call if you're looking for a thing. 98, and I do the Local Flash number. What I'm trying to tell you is all I'm using
but
the Local Flash
say,
number.
If they say they're finding you on Facebook, it also could be from the Facebook ads that we run for you, because we do $100 of Facebook ads each month on your behalf. So if you wanted to, just so that you can kind of separate it as far as your tracking, we can take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. I would caution in doing it because it looks like you're getting really good results from that avenue, but we don't know because you're using our tracking number on your side marketing on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know if it's as a result of your efforts or our efforts. So if you wanted to just kind of test it for a month or two, we could take the Facebook ads off and you could see, you know, if you're still getting good results in that avenue, then why not just leave it at the $149 package? But if you, let's say that your results start dipping, you'd probably call me back and want to put them back on. And the nice thing about playing around with the Facebook ads like that is they're super easy to reinstate. So if you took them off and then next week you said, oh, man, I wish I didn't do that, you can call us back and we can put them back on fairly easy.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that let's try that. Let's try dropping the Facebook ads thing, because I've only ever seen it boosted. Well, I saw it boosted once, and he ran it for, I think he ran it for like 10 days, and that happened only one time, and I got like a bunch of people that liked it, but nobody ever contacted me about it, and so I would say let's just drop the boosting, because
okay.
I, Yeah, I don't think it's doing me much good.
I think that that's really smart of you because you're doing Facebook advertising on your own anyway, and that way you can really determine, you know? So we'll set it up like that for now, and the nice thing is that you're not married to it either way. You know, if you decide down the road that you want to go back, you can. But that will also lower your past due amount to $149. So my plan of action once we get this paid is I'm going to get with the technicians, have them check your app, check your tracking number, see if they can eliminate some of those spam callers, and then also see if they can fix that glitch where, you know, every time you read a new message, it doesn't show up as read. Okay? And then plans of action on your end, I would just only recommend to, you know, set up your mailbox. That's very important on your phone. And then also, I sent a review generator email to you. I noticed as I was talking to you and looking at your Google listing that you don't have any reviews on there yet. So I sent you an email that will help you get a 5-star rating on that Google listing. And that's going to help you with not only better placement, but also a higher conversion. So it's pretty simple. It says, you know, thank you for using Apex Fence and Home Improvements. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep, and so I already sent that to you, Brandon, and it's also in a text message format. So in the event that you're like, oh, darn, I had a really great client last week, but I forgot to get their email, no problem. You can forward it to them on a text message as well, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Well, you've been the most helpful through this.
Oh, yay. You made my day. That's great.
I get it. You guys are busy, but I mean, you know, this is what I'm paying for, and I felt like I've invested a lot into it, so I want the most out of it. And from what Gail, you know, she called me out of nowhere, and she really made it sound like it was an amazing thing, and it could be, but I just haven't seen it produced like I've wanted to. I've asked so many of my customers or people that contact me, or, you know, I text them. I say, hey, you know, this is my number, or I'll call them off of that number and I'll say, hey, this is my local Splash number. You know, this is my local number. So, let's do it this way. And then when I go and meet people and they text me on Facebook, we have a neighborhood, here in Slidell. We have a neighborhood group. It's Lakeshore Village neighborhood group. And so I cannot put my business page on that group because it's a restriction with the group to conduct business like with the business page. So I do everything my personal page. So when I drop it, I say, give me, you know, if you need a fence or looking for a fence contractor, you know, I'm right here in the neighborhood with peace of mind that I will be here for you with warranty, and give me a call, and I put the local Splash number on there. So
that's smart. That's really smart because that's people in your own neighborhood, you know. And then a lot of people will probably go on there and say, hey, I know Brandon, and I can vouch. He's a great fencer. You know what I mean? So that's great. And then the 100%. Whole community can see it. Yep. We have that here, too. We have our own neighborhood on Facebook, and we also have, like, a Nextdoor group. But it's neat because the admins of our group allow advertisements to go on the pages as long as it's on Friday and Saturday. So I'm like, that's kind of cool. At least they're a little flexible with stuff like that, you know?
As long as I'm doing it with my own personal account, but then I also tag my business account. That's the only way I can conduct business on my group chat, like on the group Facebook chat for my neighborhood.
Yes.
And so I use that local Splash number, and that's probably what you see a lot of, like, I guarantee you 100% of everybody on the local Splash besides the Cassie girl and the Melissa Brown
I don't even know if they called me on there or not. Well, Melissa Brown, I actually texted Melissa Brown and I said, hey, Melissa, got you through Local Splash or whatnot. And she said, stop. She thought it was like an automated.
She didn't think it was like an actual person. I see.
Yeah. She texted stop. So I tried calling her, left her a voicemail, and she never called me back. So I don't know. I don't know if she found another contractor or what happened, but it is what it is. So, saying I can leave a voicemail through my Local Splash number.
Well, no, our number, our tracking number forwards to your phone number, the 553-9305. So if you set up a voice mailbox on that number, when people call the tracking number, they're going to get your voicemail that you set up through that number, right? So, you don't want to put like, oh, thank you for calling 256-553-93, because then they'll see it was a different number. But you could absolutely put, you know, oh, this is Apex Fence and Home Improvement. Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave a message.
Okay, so it pushes to my personal cell phone number?
Exactly. So how that tracking number, so if you set up the voice mailbox on your personal number, the people that call through the tracking number will get that message.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking it was an entirely different.
Nope, it just goes, it's tied into your personal number. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes a little more sense. Yeah, no, I've had my personal number since seventh grade. And I'm 31.
Oh, good.
But I didn't realize, I've never set it up is because I never affiliated it with business.
What's funny, Brandon? I always tell people too, if I hear a mailbox that's not set up or a mailbox that's full, because when I think about it, if my mailbox is full, I don't know it unless someone tells me. It's not like my iPhone's going to send me an alert and say your mailbox, you know what I mean? I'll just stop receiving messages. So, you know, I always tell people if I hear that, like, hey, go clean out your mailbox, and they're always so appreciative. So in your case, I got mailbox wasn't set up. So, you know, if you go in and set that up, that will help you just to have, you know, a little extra service for the ones that maybe you can't. And people don't expect, you know, for you to drop everything and pick up a call on a dime. But it is nice, at least if they miss you, that they can leave a message, you know.
Right, for sure. No, and that's understandable. But I'm just being honest with you. I had no clue it was tied to my 256 number. Like I thought it was.
Well, that's why, like, when someone calls through the tracking, it will ring your phone number, and then you'll see, like, the local leads or what have you, whatever it shows on the caller ID.
It's
so you'll know it's
well, it shows
the tracking number. The tracking number, or does it say
Local Splash? It says Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay. So when you see that Local Splash, they're calling the other number, but it's forwarding over to your number. So in the event that you didn't answer it, then it would still go to your voicemail.
Gotcha.
Makes sense? Okay.
Gotcha.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you know what, Brandon? I did send you earlier my direct extension, which is 777. And use that moving forward since you said, you know, I was able to help you. If you ever have a question, and, you know, I'll preface that by telling you I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So you can call me, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. And the nice thing is when you dial the 877 number, if you put in 777 right away when you connect, it'll ring directly to my desk. So that way you don't have to wait on hold and get to customer service and then they try to route the call back to me. You know what I mean? Once you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you. Okay, then that'll work.
Okay, so I already adjusted your billing accordingly, so I'm going to do the 149 and we'll do the next billing 30 days out. That way you get a full month of service to benefit from it this way. And then remember, if you want to put the Facebook ads on sooner, that's fine. You can call me. But if you don't call us, we'll leave it with them not being on there, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me see here. I want to look and see if the card that we have is good or if we have to update it. It's a visa ending in 1088.
Let's see. That, you know what? That one might have gotten, let me see. 1888. I have to. Mm-hmm. What in the world?
It says J.B. Burnham Benefield on the card. I don't know if that helps to figure out which card it is, but that's the name that was on it.
Yeah. No, I'll have to call back and I'll have to call back and give you an updated card.
Okay.
That one just recently got compromised.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So do you want to call me with an updated card later today, or should we do it on Monday? What are you thinking? Today, okay. All right, I'm here until 6 o'clock your time, so we have a couple of hours. So when you call back, you can just use that 777. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up right before I leave the office today, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good. Well, I'm happy we talked. We have a good game plan. So have a really great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you in a couple of hours, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Tina?
All right. You're very welcome. Yep, it's Tina. That's right.
All righty. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Okay, bye.